Father God, Lord, just once again, Father, this day, Lord, we come before you again as a grateful people, Lord, with grateful hearts. Father, we're thankful for the work of Jesus Christ, the finished work on the cross that restored us, Lord God, to you. Father, that gave us life and breath and hope and a future, Lord God. And Lord, just this day, in Jesus' name, we come before you. Just thankful that you have given us that connection with you. Lord, that your life flows through us, Father, that rivers of living water flow through us, even as you promised they would, as we've come unto you. And Lord, we just take the rest that you have offered us this day. We rest in you, Lord. We trust you. Father, we pray, Lord, that as we go into just a time in your word and a time, Father God, together as brothers and sisters in Christ, that you would strengthen us for the journey at hand. Lord, that you would quicken us, Father, that by your Spirit that leads and guides us into all truth, may every word that is spoken, Lord, be in line with you, and may it minister, Lord God, to the needs of your people this day. I get out of the way, and Father, I invite, Lord God, your Spirit to have your complete and total way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So let it be. Okay. Go to John chapter 12. It's a little bit this way. Okay. John chapter 12 and verse 44 says, Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, and whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
තවද යමෙක් මාගේ වචන අසා ඒවා නොපවත්වන්නේ නම් මම ඔහු විනිශ්චය නොකරමි. මක් නිසාද මා ආවේ ලෝකයේ ගලවන්න මිස විනිශ්චය කරන්න නොවේය. මා එපා කොට මාගේ වචන පිළි නොගන්නා විනිශ්චය කරන්නේ සිටින සේක. මාගේ වචනයම අන්තිම දවසේදී ඔහු විනිශ්චය කරන්නේය. මක් නිසාද මම මාගෙන්ම උපතවා කතා නොකළෙමි. නමුත් මා එවු මාගේ පියාණන් වහන්සේම මා විසින් කිය යුතු දේ ගැනත් කතා කළ යුතු දේ ගැනත් මට අනක් දී තිබේ. උන්වහන්සේ අන සදාකාල ජීවනය බවද දනිමි. එබැවින් මා කතා කරන දේ පියාණන් වහන්සේ මට කියා දුන් ලෙසම කතා කරමි කීසේක.
Okay. And now, when Jesus came into the world, he did a lot of things. You know, he did a number of miracles and healed a lot of people. He lived a life like all of us live here in this life and in this world. So he made some friends. There was a lot of people that also became his enemies just because of who he was. He worked. You remember they said, isn't this the carpenter of Nazareth? So Jesus, the Son of God, came into this world and put the hands that he had to work. We know he spent a lot of time in the synagogue. And he would go in there and read. We know he liked to travel around a lot. He walked a lot. You know, sometimes people, they try to put God way over here, and God deliberately came down and took on flesh. The Word became flesh for a number of reasons. And one of those reasons was that so you and I would have an example of how life should be lived in this world. Because, you know, for people, if you don't have a direct connection with the Father and He's not speaking to you, you have to see it somewhere else. So, you know, even with the tabernacle, when God set up the tabernacle, He set it up in a certain way so people would have a natural example of a spiritual reality. So they may not have any connection with God whatsoever, but if they saw the tabernacle, they would understand, okay, here's something about God's nature. You can't just walk into the Holy of Holies. You can't just kind of be assuming with God that there was a necessity for sacrifice to be made, for atonement to be made, for even the high priest to be able to go in to commune with God. So like that, God put examples in the natural so that you and I would understand a spiritual reality. So even when Jesus came and lived in this life, He showed a natural example of how you could live an overcoming life. And you know one thing, I like the fact that there are the four Gospels. Because like Luke was a physician, so he's very detailed, he focuses a lot on all of the miracles. He's very fascinated with that. Whereas Matthew focuses a lot on, okay, this is the Messiah, this is the King of the Jews, this is Christ, and he really expands on that. You know, so like that, each person was different. And yet they experienced the same Jesus. And so like that, for you and I, each of us has been made different. Now different skills, different talents, different abilities. Different ways that we experience life. But it's the same Jesus. Each of them experienced Jesus, but through the unique way that they were designed. You know, sometimes I travel with my sister. And sometimes people will ask, oh, what was your trip like? And my sister would be like, oh my gosh, we saw the most amazing waterfall I've ever seen in my life, and all of the colors. She would go on and on and on. For me, I'm like, oh, yeah, I saw a pretty waterfall. It was nice. That's just the way I am. I'm just a little bit more, you know, it's I'm not enamored by stuff as much as she is. Sometimes I wonder if we went to the same place. But because she experiences life a different way. She's very artistic, she's very creative. Where I am a little bit more methodical, a little bit more strategy, cut and dry. Does that mean I don't appreciate things the same way? Does that mean that God has made a mistake in the way that He designed me? Or He made a mistake designing Subha? No, it's God has made, you know, because God likes variety. You know, if you know, this is why when people have problems with race, I don't understand it, because for a redeemed mind, you don't understand the issues that people have with race. You look out and you see all the different kinds of trees that God made. All the different trees, coconut tree, mango tree, jack tree, just you go down the list of all the different trees, even in this area. God could have been very boring and say, okay, everyone gets coconut trees for the entire world, only coconut trees. Only coconut trees. No. Yes, God liked variety. God is creative. And like that, God has made people different. He likes and enjoys that. Now it is the devil that works to bring division. It's the devil that works to create suspicion where between a coconut tree and a mango tree. But for the people that have come into connection with the Spirit of God, for them, you recognize the Spirit of God inside of a brother or a sister in Christ. You don't see anything on the external. Deep calls out to deep within that person. So Jesus coming into this world and living an example for us showed us also how to go through this life. He showed us how to treat people. He showed us how to respond to difficult situations. And he showed us also what our priorities should be while we're in this life. You know, that's one thing about the troubles that are coming on the world right now. If you've been checking the news, you know that these last couple of months around the world have been more turbulent than a lot of the recent history. Now in Sri Lanka, we've got used to difficult times. We live through a lot here. But for many places in the world, they haven't been used to going through the kind of things that they're facing right now. And you know, I kind of find it's funny because now all of a sudden too, everyone's wanting to have a rapture. Very, very common because nobody wants to go through anything, everybody wants to get out. Quick, push the eject button. Get out now. Do you remember the book I showed you like a couple of weeks back? What was the title? Yes, 88 Reasons Why Jesus is Coming in 1988. You missed that one, sorry. No, it was a very compelling book for the time of 88 reasons why the rapture was going to be in 1988. Now we've posted that one, but that because they talked about the feasts and different timings and the formation of the nation of Israel and 40 years generation and all of these different things, lunar calendars, all of it, to basically make the point that we know it's going to happen between this window and this window. Now, obviously, it didn't happen, did it? And I'm just waiting for the new book to come out that will say 2018, because you know, or one of the next dates that'll come. But that's a little bit soon. Right now somebody is saying May 21st is the rapture. There's somebody else saying May 21st? This one. Yeah. No, it's just always just far enough ahead to get everyone excited. To get everyone to sell their property, move to a new spot that's somewhere safe. Sell their business, give all the money to the church. And just wait. Now, in the middle of all of this, where are people listening to? Who are they listening to? Are they listening to the voice of man and the voice of self, or are they listening to the voice of God?
Manushya
Now this is important because this is the thing that those guys won't tell you. See, if you're listening to the voice of the Spirit of God, He ministers to your soul. To your soul directly, to you. There is no separation between you and the Father. So back to even the temple, we understand that in the natural, that there was that a natural example of the spiritual reality. That there was no way for us to approach God directly. And then, but then we also know that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, when He said, "It is finished," that the veil of the temple that separated us from the Holy of Holies was rent in two. The very hand of God ripped it apart. And now that place that was no longer, that was not accessible to us since the fall, was now made accessible to you and I through the blood and the body of Christ Jesus. Jesus in His body absorbed sin. Jesus through His blood paid the price through His life for you and for I, for the price that needed to be paid so that we could have connection with the Father. So that price that was paid was, what it showed was, in God even rented in the natural to show what happened in the spirit. That in the realm of spirit now, there is direct access for you and I to the Father. Now, just and only because of Jesus. Because of Jesus, we can boldly go before the throne of grace. We can bring all things before our King. And He that loves us and that saved us ministers to our souls and to our hearts. And Jesus, who loves us and saved us, also tells you, here is what's going on right now. Here is what's going on in my plan and my purpose in the earth. Here is where we are right now in time. You know, it's important for you to know where we are in God's timing. God's timing in your life. God's timing for His church, His true church in the earth. You know, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, they were expecting the Messiah, everybody was wondering, when is he coming? In fact, they had had several people pop up before that that had said, oh, it's me, oh, it's this guy over here. People had run after those people. So there was an expectation that the Messiah was coming around that time. But Jesus didn't show up the way that they thought he would. Jesus didn't do what they thought he would do. They expected the Messiah to show up as a conquering king. They expected him to be like King David and to rise up and to put the Romans under their feet. And to reestablish the nation the way that they thought the nation should be. They weren't expecting him to come on a donkey. They weren't expecting him to willingly lay down his life and die for the nation. They weren't expecting him to die. They weren't expecting that. You know, there's, I was reading some about even a Judas thought he could force his hand to make him do what he wanted. That was part of his betrayal. Judas. Judas Iscariot.
Judas,
what did he say? Yeah, that's okay. Judas was trying to force Jesus' hand. Because Judas was a militant guy. And when he realized that Jesus was going to be put to death, there was something that gripped him. And he realized what had happened. He went off and hung himself. Because, you know, people had all these ideas of what they wanted Jesus to be. But Jesus, when he came into this world, he didn't come here to fulfill your agenda and my agenda. Jesus didn't come here to make you and I happy. He came to offer us the abundant life, but not to fulfill your expectations and my expectations. You know, if Jesus did what the people would have had for him to do, what he would have ended up becoming? If Jesus did what people had wanted him to do. If Jesus did what they want him to do, they would have quickly made him king after he fed the 5,000. And then every time they got hungry, they would come over to Jesus and say, quick, feed us again. You would have had a bunch of fat, lazy people just waiting for Jesus to feed them. And after a while, just like the children of Israel in the desert, they would start complaining about the food. You know, we should get chicken sometime. Come on, Jesus, you're the Son of God. Can't you make chicken? We haven't had beef for 1 month now. And then they would say, okay, now we need to put the Romans underfoot. And they would have made Jesus out of him what they wanted to make out of him. Now that being the case, realize that in the day we live in, there's a lot of people that have done that. Ah, light bulb, ting. Light bulb. There's a lot of people that have made out of Jesus what they wanted to make out of
him.
They have made a Jesus in their own image that is not the Son of God. Oh, they call him Jesus. No, there's many, many, many that call him Lord, Lord. But it's not him. They're calling somebody else that they've made in their own image and in their own likeness, out of him what they wanted him to be, but it's not the Son of God. Because God comes to us on his terms. And if somebody wants to follow Jesus, they follow Jesus on his terms, not your own. And that is also partly why you have to die and I have to die 100% to self in order to be able to have the life that he offers. Because unless you let go of your personal goals, your personal ambitions, your personal desires, you can't receive what he has for you. Because those two will always be in competition. They'll always be in competition. And what will happen is if there's any way, because you haven't given up that peace, you will find a way to justify your desire. And God, because he honors free will choice, he will let you go that way. But at some point down the line, you'll say, okay, what is this? What did my life turn into? How did this happen? And the voice of God will be very quiet at that time. You know, Saul had that. Saul had that problem. When he wanted to hear the voice of God, God wasn't there anymore. And because what happens? If you choose to go this way when God is going this way, if you choose to go left when God is going right, well, God went right. You went to the left, so if you can't hear him, it's because you're not where he is now. The issue is not with God. We become the problem. And in fact, if we would have the humility to realize that and to bow our knee and get right and get back on His page, we can be back in position to hear His voice again. But most people, what they do is they try to make a substitute. And with the substitutes that they make, the substitutes become very dangerous. This is where you get the form of godliness that denies the power thereof. See, I have to put that, we have to put that forward very strongly. Are you hearing the voice of the Spirit of God in your soul? Does it resonate inside of your being? Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice. They will not follow the voice of another." Because if you don't hear the voice of the Spirit of God, then you start looking for somebody to speak to you. And then people find something that's very close. You know, if you're a charismatic person, people will listen to you, people will follow you. If you're charismatic, if you have a lot of energy, if you're, you know, if you talk, if you sound very convincing. You know, if you use big words and sound like you know what you're talking about, people think you know what you're talking about. People are convinced by so many things. But in the end, this is your life, this is your soul. And when Jesus died on the cross, He died so that you would be able to hear the voice of God in yourself. No longer separate. And verse 47 says, "And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." So Jesus is still speaking. And His word is truth. And ultimately all of us will be judged by the truth that God has spoken. You know, the world doesn't like that reality. You know, the world keeps trying to put forward, no, everything is relative. That I'm better than this one over here, and so I must be okay. How many world leaders right now will openly lie to their people? I mean, it's come to the place where it has become insane. Where you can just push the rewind button Go back 2 weeks before and see one statement that somebody makes, and then go forward 2 weeks and put them both next to each other, and the same person will say two completely different things 2 weeks apart. Now, do you know that every word that you speak, every word you speak is recorded? Everything you say, everything you ever do is known. And see, the thing that is so foolish about all of this is that for all of these people, every one of them, everything they've, every conversation they've whispered in some back room to somebody making a deal, that will one day be known for everybody. You know, people are trying to, with intelligence organizations, FBI, CIA, Mossad, the KGB, all these, they're all trying to track bits and pieces of all these people to get intelligence. In a million years, they will not be able to get even close to already what has been gathered on an eternal record. And everything that everyone has ever done will be laid bare before all eternity and all of creation and known for what it is. And then it will be judged by that word that Jesus Christ has spoken. It will be then compared and matched up to, here is what Christ has said. And the question will be, is this one covered by the blood of Christ or not? Does this one belong to God? Does he serve the King of Kings or not? Because if the question is no, you tell me one person that can stand. You tell me one person that can stand. Romans 6:23, tell us, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We know there's not one righteous, no, not one. So you're not fooling anyone. This is why openness and honesty about who we are and where we are right now is important. You don't need a form of godliness. You need the real thing. You can't have a substitution Jesus. Not when the real one is available. When the real Jesus is available. Flip to Mark 7.
මාක් හතර.
And verse 1 says, Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashen hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the traditions of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not, and many other things there be, which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots and brazen vessels and of the tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, Why walketh not thy disciples according to the traditions of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? And he answered and said unto them, Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the traditions of men, as the washing of pots and cups and many other such things ye do. And he said unto them, Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own traditions. All right, then we'll just stop there. Yeah, up to them.
යෙරුසලමේ නාවා වූ පරිසිවරුද නියන්නන්ගෙන් සමහරෙක්ද උන්වහන්සේ වෙතට රැස්ව උන්වහන්සේගේ ගෝලයන්ගෙන් සමහරු අපවිත්‍ර වූ එනම් නොසේදූ අත්වලින් කෑම කනවා දුටුවෝය. මක් නිසාද පරිසිවරු සියලු යුදෙවරු වැඩිමහල්න්ගෙන් පරම්පරාගත නියෝග රක්ෂා කරන බැවින් හොඳට අත් සෝදගෙන මිස කන්නේ නැත. කඩේ සිට ආවාම තමුන්ම සෝදාගෙන මිස ඔහු කෑම නොකති. ඔහු විසින් රක්ෂා කරන්න පිළිගෙන තිබෙන වෙනත් බොහෝ දේ ඇත. එනම් කුසලාන් කලගෙඩි සහ පිත්තල භාජන සේදීමය. පරිසිවරුද ලියන්න ඕද උන්වහන්සේට කතා කොට ඔබගේ ගෝලයන් මැඩිමහල්න්ගෙන් නියෝග ලෙස නොහැසිර අපවිත්‍ර වූ අත්වලින් කෑම කන්නේ මක් නිසාදයි ඇසුවෝය. උන්වහන්සේ ඔවුන්ට කියනසේ මේ සෙනග ඔවුන්ගේ තොල්වලින් මට ගෞරව කරති. එහෙත් ඔවුන්ගේ සිත මාගෙන් දුරය. මක් නිසාද මනුෂ්‍යයන්ගේ ශිෂ්‍යාවන් ගුරුකම්කට උගන්වමින් නිරර්ථකයේ මට නමස්කාර කරති ලියා තිබෙන ලෙස වංචාකාර වූ නුඹලා ගැන යසායන් මනා ලෙස අනාගත වාක්‍යයෙන් කීසේක. නුඹලා දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ ආඥාව හැර දමා මනුෂ්‍යයන්ගේ නියෝග රක්ෂා කරන්න ඔහු යයි කීසේක. උන්වහන්සේ ඔවුන්ට තවත් කතා කොට නුඹලාගේ නියෝග පවත්වන පිණිස නුඹලා දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ ආඥාව එපා කරන හැටි කදිමයි.
Now, is it bad to wash your hands? Puneesh, is it bad to wash the hands? No, it's not bad to wash the hands. Medical expert. No, it's not bad to wash your hands. But what was Jesus saying to these guys? He was telling them, look, you have built a tradition. You have built a system around your behavior that now you put now on everybody else, that your relationship with God is contingent on this.
දැන් ඒක මොකක්ද එතන කියන්න හැදුවේ ඒගොල්ලන්ගේ හැසිරීම ඒගොල්ලෝ යම් කිසි සම්ප්‍රදායකට මාරු කරලා ඒගොල්ලෝ මිනිස්යාට ක්‍රමයක් හදාගෙන යම් කිසි ක්‍රමයක් මේ විදිහට ක්‍රමයේ හදාගෙන සම්ප්‍රදාය කියාගෙන ඒගොල්ලෝ අනිත් අයටත් ඒක බෝ කරා ඒගොල්ලෝ දෙවියන් වහන්සේත් අතර තියෙන සම්බන්ධතාවය ඒගොල්ලෝ අනිත් අයටත් ඒක බෝ කරා.
Washing your hands or not washing your hands doesn't make anybody closer to God. The act thereof itself. It's a condition of the heart. But what they had done is with the condition of their heart, they had set up man-made systems that now they observed and now they thought that was good enough. And now they had all the people that enforced those systems. Who would let you know when you're not fulfilling expectations. They would let you know, okay, now you're not doing it right.
පස්සේ විතරක් නෙමෙයි ඔක්කොම බලෙන් දාලා ඊට පස්සේ පෙන්වනවා. දැන් ඒක කරේ නැත්නම් කෙනෙක් හරියට ඒගොල්ලෝ බලාපොරොත්තු වෙච්ච විදිහට කරේ. ඒක නා කරේ නැත්නම් ඒගොල්ලන්ට කියනවා මේක කරේ නැහැ හරියට කියලා.
You didn't do it right.
ඔබ හරියට මේක කරේ නැහැ.
No, you were supposed to go 3 times down the arm on this side, 3 times down the arm on that side, and then take a little bit from this part over here, and then for 15 seconds, now you're okay with God, right? No, these people worship me with their lips, they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Now this is, it's important to know, if you put yourself in a position where you allow people to sow into your life that are in this condition, it will affect you.
දැන් මෙතන තත්ත්වේ තමයි අපි දෙවි අනිත් මනුෂ්‍යයන්ට ඉඩ හැරිවම අපේ ජීවිතේ සමහර දේවල් වැතුරන්න ඊට පස්සේ ඒක අපිට බලපානවා.
It's because what happens is people are, if you open yourself up and you say, okay, this is good enough.
එහෙම වෙන්නේ ඔබ ඔබගේ ජීවිතය ඇරලා විමුක්ත කරලා යාට ඉඩ දුන්නොත් හා දැන් මේක හොඳයි හොඳ දෙයක් කියලා
හිතනවා. There is a spirit behind everything we do.
අපි කරන සෑම දෙයක්ම පිටිපස්සේ ආත්ම ක්‍රියා කරනවා.
And there's either the Spirit of God that is working through you, or you have somebody with a selfish, self-serving spirit, or different kinds of demons working through a person. But there's a spirit, yeah, but there's a spirit behind everything that we do. And so if somebody opens themselves up to someone in that is trying to put leadership on them, and they legitimize this and say, okay, I will now follow. That will infect your spirit. And then you too will end up having this same manifestation. See, this is why God tells you, come out from among them. Be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing and I will receive you. You have to have the courage to follow God despite all the criticism that will come along the way. Because even in this situation, Jesus was the only one that would challenge this. And this was a system of control that they had on the people. No one would dare to challenge these guys. Everybody just did what they were told. But then Jesus shows up and says, wait, you're missing it. You know, life is too short to miss it. This life, this window of time is too short to miss what God is doing. Who wants to spend their life in dead religious practices, never knowing the voice of the Spirit of God, and then die? That sounds to me like a dimension of hell. Because you don't hear His voice the whole time, you're just doing things, but He's not there.
ඒක මෙහෙමයි ඔබ උන්වන්ස උන්වහන්සේගේ රටට ඇහුම්කන් නොදී ඔබ ඔහේ දේවල් කරගෙන යනවා. නමුත් එතන උන්වහන්සේ නැහැ.
You know, there's one thing my dad was talking, when we were talking about praying one time, he said one of his prayers, I pray this too. He says, Lord God, I don't want to miss you. So if I'm missing it in any way, please correct me, line me up with you, I'm open, just I don't want to miss you.
ස්වාමීනි කොතනක හරි මට ඔබ වහන්සේ වතෑරලා තියෙනවා නම් මට පෙන්නලා දෙන්න මම එතකොට එක හදා ගන්නවා මොකද මම ඔබ වහන්සේ වතාරින්න කැමති නැහැ
I don't want to miss what you're doing
ඔබ කරමින් සිටින දේ අතාරින්න මම කැමති
නැහැ I don't want to fall out of step with you
ඔබ වහන්සේ නැතුව වෙන ආකාරයක මම යන්න කැමති නැහැ
Pray that prayer. God will honor that prayer. But in honoring that prayer, He may send you in a direction where no one else is going. And in sending you in that direction, you have to follow the voice of the Spirit of God. And this is the difference between following the voice of God versus following the voice of man.
මේක තමයි වෙනස මිනිස්යාගේ හඬට ඇහුම්කන් දීලා ඒ පස්සේ අනේකයි දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ හඬට ඇහුම්කන් දීලා ඒක අනුගමනය කරන එකේ වෙනස
And most of the world is following the voice of man and not the voice of God
බොහෝ මිනිස්යන් ලෝකේ අනුගමනය කරන්නේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ හඬ නෙමෙයි මිනිස්යාගේ හඬයි
So if you will go in that way you will always be in the minority in your life
ඉතින් ඔබ හැමතිස්සෙම එහෙම කරාම ඔබ ඔබේ ජීවිතේ
Yeah, there will always be less of you.
If you're following
God's will, you are going. There's going to be less of you than there are in the world. But that's okay. We don't mind. God has made this available for all, but it's for those that choose of their free will to follow Him. Those are the ones that receive and enjoy the abundant life. And you can't do it for anyone else, but you can experience this in your own life. And live that example for everyone else. And in living that example of truth, just as Jesus in His day was a natural example of a spiritual reality, you become in this day a natural example of the abundant life available in Christ. And that is what it is to be an ambassador of Christ Jesus. It's not that you say Jesus' name. Because lots of people use His name for all kinds of reasons. But it is that the abundant life and the kingdom of heaven is in you. And you literally are a representative of the kingdom of God. And that is God's design and plan and purpose for you and I. And it's what we have available in Christ Jesus. So my time is up, so I will stop there.